This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show on this Tuesday. Reggie Miller a little bit later on will check in with the Denver Nuggets as the Joker was not suspended, just fined $25,000. No punishment for the Phoenix Suns owner, Matt Ishbia. We'll talk about that coming up. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. You can download the app. You can watch this program for free all 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 390 cities around the country. Tonight, 76ers at the Celtics Game 5. Reggie Miller will be on the call. And the Suns at the Nuggets Game 5 as well. The pivotal Game 5, as they like to say. But last night, Miami Heat go up 3-1 on the Knicks. The Lakers up 3-1 on the Warriors. And Lonnie Walker Jr. the fourth.
Excuse me.
Come on down. If you don't know him, you might remember him. He had some wild hair when he played at the U. And he's been with the Lakers all year long. All of a sudden you go, Lonnie Walker is lighting up the Golden State Warriors. Golden State, 17 points in the fourth quarter. Lonnie Walker, 15 points.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Lonnie Walker scored 15 in the fourth as the Lakers rallied to beat the Warriors. It was all about the fourth quarter because Golden State got outscored by 10. Walker is the fifth different Laker with a 15-point fourth-quarter performance in the playoffs since 1997. I don't think there's any surprises in here. Kobe did it 13 times. Shaq did it 3 times.
Kobe.
LeBron and Pau Gasol have each done it once. But Lonnie Walker came in and performed, but this is what you need. You can have two great players, and LeBron and AD. AD is one of the top 75 players of all time, but you have this opportunity here. You have this opportunity to be able to capitalize at home. You played great defense, and you were able to get a couple of big shots down the stretch. And Anthony Davis had a very subtle defensive performance last night. And you know, it doesn't show up in the box score, but just switching, guarding Steph, making Steph have to take a really tough three. Steph had two opportunities there. Even Draymond going to the hoop, and they switched. And that's LeBron. You know, Frank Isola had a great appearance yesterday because he said, you know, you see LeBron, and he's a quarterback out. He's dictating what's going on. He's telling everybody where to be. And you saw that last night on that play with 10 seconds to go. Draymond leaves his feet, and he's in no man's land because normally he's going to go and kick it out. I got the wingspan of AD there, making it tough to try to get a pass in. And AD left his feet, which is a cardinal sin. And Draymond was, you know, got the turnover there. But he went to the hoop, and the Lakers knew that he was not going to take the shot because they needed a three. And they didn't even get that shot off. But give credit to the Lakers. They played great defense. They got some timely scoring there from Lonnie Walker. But you're getting a lot of minutes with LeBron and AD. And here we go with, can AD do it again, this time at Golden State? Here is LeBron James after the win.
I've seen a lot of young guys kind of lose confidence in themselves or lose themselves if they, you know, been in a rotation or started or had big minutes on the team, and then they get taken out of the lineup because of certain situations or circumstances, whatever the case may be, and they just completely lose themselves. You know, for him to be a young guy in his league and just consistently every single day showed up, been a professional, great energy, high character, it showed why he was able to throw everything to the side and just be him tonight. In that moment, you know, the game ball definitely goes to him. We don't win without him.
And it's tough because now what happens in game five? Does Lonnie Walker say to Darvin Ham, hey, coach, put me in. I'm ready to play today. Be sure you pack your bags for vacation this season and secure your home with Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, enjoy peace of mind knowing your home's protected. Customize your perfect system. Takes just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. You're watching last night. Now, I did watch the Knicks and the Heat, and I'm not surprised. It just felt like, okay, what's the margin going to be? Miami's going to win because Jimmy Butler's playing well. And I'm trying to figure out Julius Randle. Has there been somebody with that kind of disparity between regular season numbers and postseason numbers? Because he's up there where you're going, ah. And then afterwards, he was talking about the effort of the Miami Heat.
You guys haven't been able to get the amount of offensive rebounds and loose balls that you were in the Cleveland series. Just what have they done to kind of beat you at your own game almost?
It was just maybe they wanted more. I don't know. You know, that's been who we are all year. We got to find a way to, you know, step up and make those plays if we want to keep the season alive.
Wow, I don't want to hear that. If I'm Coach Tibbs, what? Julius, you may think that. You may want to talk to your teammates about that, but you don't want to tell the media about that. But Jimmy Butler, once again, had 27, and he's averaging 33.5 points per game in the postseason. The Heat win when he plays. They're 7-1 in the games he's played in. And he's still playing on a tender ankle there. But this is an unbelievable showing by him. And just to give you an example, only two players have started a postseason winning 7 of their first 8 while averaging at least 33 a game. LeBron did it in 2017. Michael Jordan did it in 1996. But, you know, we're kind of, and I'm guilty of this, we're sort of dismissing the Miami Heat as a serious contender because injuries. You know, they lost Victor Oladipo, Tyler Hero with the broken thumb. And Paulie, I think, has an update on Tyler Hero's availability. Can he play in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That was being thrown around there yesterday at the win. When he first got injured, all the headlines said he's got surgery coming up. He likely won't return this postseason unless his team wins the Eastern Conference title.
Okay.
That's what was said, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. But a lot of people are saying if they can get it back, he could play maybe Eastern Conference.
You know, they're doing it. They got a great coach. They got a Hall of Fame coach, and you got a Hall of Fame player in Jimmy Butler, and he refuses to lose. And I don't know, if you're a Knicks fan, do you go, is this the ceiling? Like, is this who we are? Are we a second-round appearance team, franchise? And if you're in the NBA, that's no man's land. Like, it's nice to make the playoffs. Are you threatening? Are you interesting? And Jalen Brunson's been wonderful there. You know, is Josh Hart a starter? Should he be a starter there? Do they have an A player? You know, you can say that Jalen Brunson's maybe a B-plus player. Do you have that? R.J. Barrett is not an A player. Julius Randle's not an A player. They do have talent there. But you can't go, oh, you know what, we've got injuries. No, they lost Victor Oladipo and Tyler Hero. And Jimmy Butler rolled his ankle. There's no excuse here. But they're up 3-1. And they'll go for the kill here coming up in a couple of days. But 76ers and the Celtics, that's in Boston tonight. The Sixers are getting 7.5. The Nuggets are getting 5.5 in Denver. And once again, the Joker not suspended. And look, my apologies to the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Matt Ishbia, because I called for him to get a big fine. And I think he played a role in this, but the commissioner didn't see it that way. And you know what? The commissioner really didn't do anything here when you think about it. Because if I just, all I have to say is Joker will not be suspended. And then the fine nobody cares about. They would care if he was suspended. And then I think we would talk more about the incident because then we would pick sides. And I was looking at it, you know, I was breaking it down in almost, you know, sequentially of, this happened, then that happened, then that happened, then that happened, and then there's a technical. Then you're wondering if he's going to be suspended. But it felt like the commissioner, and he hadn't said anything. He got suspended for the shove of the owner. That's the language that they said. He got fined for it. But, you know, the owner didn't get fined at all. There was nothing, and he played a role in it. But it almost felt like the commissioner saying, hey, let's just keep it clean, simple. It doesn't affect the game tonight. It's $25,000, and nobody cares about that. But if you fine the owner $100,000 or you suspend the Joker, now all of a sudden we're back on that topic today. And the owner, Matt Ishbia, did tweet out that he didn't think the Joker should be suspended for Game 5. Now, okay, I did wonder this. Let's say you're the commissioner and you reach out to the owner, because I'm pretty sure they spoke yesterday. I reach out to him and I say, Matt, you were involved in that. You played a role in that. I'm not going to fine you, but I'm going to warn you. But I want you to put out a tweet that says Joker should not be suspended for Game 5. Let's try to defuse that. That's what I initially thought. I thought it would be the commissioner, or maybe it's the owner saying, hey, let's defuse this. I'll take a preemptive strike here. I'll be proactive here, and I'll put out something. And he put out something, you know, yesterday, late morning, just to say he shouldn't be suspended. Almost like, all right, hey, we had a moment there. No big deal. Nobody got hurt. And let's get ready to play. Game 5. Yes, Eden.
So Nikola Jokic gets a $25,000 fine.
Yeah.
The fan who was behind Matt Ishbia, who reached over him and touched Joker's arm, got ejected.
Yeah.
But Matt Ishbia, who started the entire thing, didn't get anything.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, the owner played a role.
I mean, one of the fans got ejected over that whole thing.
I know.
And that guy was behind the owner.
He touched him, but the owner touched Joker, too. Yes, Todd.
Didn't you want Ishbia in that tweet to also say, in hindsight, I probably should have just given up the ball?
How are you feeling?
I just have a little bit of a cold. I'm a little throaty.
Okay. Well, maybe you don't have to get involved if it hurts.
That doesn't hurt. It's just, I just sound.
No, it hurts
funny.
Me.
Oh, it hurts you.
It hurts my ears.
What do you think about the content of what I said?
Can we get a lozenge for Todd?
I have lozenges.
Oh,
this is with lozenge.
Oh, God. Yeah, Paul.
What if the Suns owner leaned the other way on this one and tweeted out, you know, I won't be able to make game 5 because I'm a little sore from the elbow I took to the chin. I'm going to have a
chest
MRI.
Contusion.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like Sabonis.
Yeah.
Hopefully Adam Silver, who works for me, will do the right thing and bounce this guy from the playoffs.
Yeah, of course.
Violently attack
while
enjoying the game.
Reach thoughts and prayers. Thank you for your prayers at this time. No further comment.
Phone calls are welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. Emails, tweets, all the above. Once again, Reggie Miller will join us coming up in the final hour of the show. We'll check in with the Denver Nuggets next hour. Poll question today, Seton O'Connor, is what?
We got a couple of them here, Dan.
All right.
We've got the I was going to throw out there, how confident are you the Lakers will win this series? Extremely, somewhat, or not very? And then the flip side of that is, how confident are you in the Warriors' chances to come back in this series? Extremely, somewhat, not very.
I've been confident with the Lakers. This, you know, it's been the last few weeks, they look like they can win a championship. Now, when I'm watching last night, I'm going, they can't win a championship. Like, come on, who else? And then Lonnie Walker steps up, and I go, all right, they got some depth there. It just, I keep waiting. Like Rui Hachimura, we keep saying, man, he had 29 against the Grizzlies. Has he scored a total of 29 since then? He had 2 points last. He had two more than I did last night. And, you know, the really the player to keep an eye on is Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole has not been the same. He didn't score. He has not been the same player this year as he was last year. And he was a wonderful addition to that team last year. But you're waiting for them. Steph was unbelievable last night. Like he was magic with a better jump shot. But down the stretch, here's another thing that Steve Kerr did, and I'll ask Reggie about this. But I love when Steph has the ball. I don't like Steph off the ball. I like him when he has the ball. And there was a chunk of time last night where he didn't have the ball. He was playing off the ball. And I just think they're so much better. Get in a pick and roll. Go after Anthony Davis and do a pick and roll. I would do it every single time down the floor. Because is AD coming out? Is he staying back? I mean, that's what I would do. Try to get him in foul trouble, but, you know, that was my thought process as I'm watching. They've used the pick and roll, gone at Anthony Davis. Didn't feel like they were doing that nearly enough last night. So what are the other poll questions we have aside from how confident are you in the Lakers or the Warriors?
We could also put up another one about the punishment following the incident at the Suns-Nuggets game. Mm-hmm. See if that punishment was fair or not.
I'm going to move on from it for the most part. That the commissioner, for whatever reason, and I would love for the commissioner to, we ain't reached out. I would love to know. And I'm sure he would love that we are moving on from this. But it feels like what else is left to be said there? Joker, we thought, was going to get $25,000. We didn't think he was going to get suspended, but I did think that the owner was going to get fined at least $100,000. He didn't get anything. So I whiffed on that one.
Yesterday we were talking about how it seemed like almost universally everybody thought the owner would get a more severe punishment.
Yeah. I think the commissioner is going to join us next week. It would be beneficial like today, but...
Today would be great.
But he is a commissioner who's not afraid to join us. So I do appreciate that.
Boom. Well, roasted.
Wow.
That'll get him on. That'll get Raj on.
Yeah, Roger. You know, I don't want Roger to get on.
Oh, reverse psychology.
No, I don't. No, I don't want him.
So you're saying he's barred from the show?
No, I don't want to do that.
Because then they'll call us and say, can we get him on?
No, there's no need to. There's no need to have him on.
So we're saying we don't want to go to a party we weren't invited to?
Yes. Pretty much.
That party looks sucks, man.
Yeah.
That club sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Hey, you know, you're fired. No, I quit.
Yeah.
You know what? I quit.
Too late.
Yeah. No, I don't need him. I don't need the commissioner. I don't need Roger Goodell.
So if he calls, we're not taking him?
I don't need him.
Sorry, we just don't have the room today.
I don't have room today.
Roger.
Yes.
Call us back next week.
No. He could have joined us many, 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 many times.
Over the course of his career, yes.
Yes, many times. But he chose not to. So he chose not to, so I'm choosing not to. Yes, Mark.
Has he ever been on the show before?
Not with me as the host.
No, I don't think he was on with you since the ESPN days, if I remember right.
Yeah. I think when we had guest host, he came on.
With Ross Tucker once.
Yeah, and Trey Wingo?
No, it may have been Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
I think. No.
It was, they were two different guest hosts and then the commissioner of the NFL.
Maybe Wingo, yeah.
So they just, it coincidentally came on with those guys, but not me. And I don't know what he's afraid of.
Ooh, call him out.
No,
yeah, what
not.
Are you scared of?
Yeah, I'm not.
Throw a pair.
Yeah. And then I'll get this, you know, these guys who, you know, work with the NFL. Man, you'd love him. I mean, you'd love him. I go, how about we find out?
Oh, wait, no, I don't even want to find out now.
No, I don't want to find out.
I don't even want to know if we could have been best friends.
I don't care. You know what? I'd let him go out and lift some weights, party pump, just come in the studio.
Throw some iron around?
No, we don't.
He would.
Oh, he would. Yeah, I'm sure.
I remember we were in New York. We used to do the show in New York maybe once every couple of weeks, and Fritzy said, we're literally right down the street. We'll send a car.
I know. Yeah. It's okay. For whatever reason, he doesn't want to come on, and that's his prerogative.
I think this is actually why you have such a big problem with when the commissioner daps up the guys who just got drafted, big hug or whatever. See, like, those dudes are getting huge hugs. You can't even get the time of day. He can't even give you the time of day, but these dudes are getting big hugs and like, I love you, man. Yeah, you made it. You can't even get a phone call.
It's okay. It's okay. If he's nervous about my questions, he's not the
first.
There you go. He's not the first.
Poke the bear.
No.
Poke him.
No. He's good.
Okay, fine. We framed the Patriots. Deflategate was all a lie. Fine, I'll say it. Damn it, Dan. You did it again. How did you get me again?
I still have Tom Brady's phone.
Yeah, and you should see the pictures in there. Okay, let's take a break here. Let's take a break.
Commissioner Silver just canceled.
No. Commissioner Silver, I can ask him questions.
Always.
He'll answer. And so will Rob Manfred. You know, I do appreciate it. I don't want to waste the audience's time. I don't want, political talk there with these commissioners. I want real answers. And if you don't get it, then I'm wasting your time if you're sitting in your car. Let's take a break. What the hell happened today? Here we go. Get up. Hey. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Internet scammers constantly inventing new schemes to steal your identity. Experts warn that some of the most recent attempts, including emails and pop-up screens that feature refunds or invoices, tech support or software updates, lottery-themed adware campaign. Just be careful with all of this. Extra careful. And also get LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it is easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts right here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Good luck and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
76ers getting 7.5 tonight. James Harden over under 21.5. Jason Tatum over under is 28.5. Same with Joel Embiid, 28.5. The Nuggets getting 5.5 against the Nuggets. KD over under is 30.5. Devin Booker 31, and the Joker over under is 30.5. I like these prop bets that DraftKings has. You can do the combined points for Devin Booker and the Joker, even though they're playing against each other. 75 points or more. Durant and Booker combine for 80. So you can bet on those prop bets. Now, I don't know how much you can bet on a prop bet. Is there a? It feels like there's a max on a prop bet, Paulie.
A lot of different places they'll cap prop bets, different kinds, like the betting on the anthem. They'll let you do like $50 or $100 because you can get that information beforehand. Some places a little more room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that maybe it was like $500 or $1,000 that they would cap some of these prop bets.
Remember that parlay we talked about the other day?
Yeah.
The guy had a 6-leg parlay where he put $200. It was like Georgia win the national title, UConn in the Final Four, and a bunch of others. All he needs was the Warriors to win the NBA title for $320,000.
Yeah.
That is on life support.
But can you now take out a bet? Let's say you put $100,000 the other way.
That would be tough because the other way would be betting on the Lakers to win it all, which could also be a loss. Like this guy could have sold his prop bet for $30,000 5 days ago when we talked about it. I think last Thursday or Friday.
Mm.
Now
yes.
They can't. He probably can't.
Yes, Todd.
Why is there a limit on certain bets? Why shouldn't it be as much as you want to?
Is your voice going to get better?
Probably not.
Or worse?
I'm going to try not to talk too much, but I am curious why there has to be. They're quick to take your money when you lose, but why are they so? Why is there a panic that you're betting too much or you're automatically accused of? You must have insider information if you're betting that much. There must be a scandal going on.
For example, like betting on the national anthem, you could do a $50 prop bet. Will go over under 2.5 minutes. But if you attend the rehearsal the night before, you could time it and bet $100,000 if there was no limits on that and have total inside information.
Yeah, because I've been there before the night before or the day before when they're rehearsing.
You told me to get down on that one.
Yes,
you
know, I did. You bought yourself another SUV,
yeah,
I think.
More plaid shirts.
Yes. Jeff in Detroit joins us this morning. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chat Row, two times for my backroom bros. Didn't get a chance to get through yesterday, so I want to wish Tyler a happy birthday on behalf of all of Chat Row. That guy does an excellent job day in and day out, so shout out to that brother. All men are created equal, Dan, unless you're the Suns owner. I mean, if anybody was happier to see Lonnie Walker do good yesterday was Adam Silver, because now it's pretty much like nothing to see here. We're on to the next game. Whatever happened, you know. And I honestly believe, like you said, the owner should have gotten a stiffer penalty, but I guess that's just how it goes. Seeing Lonnie Walker Jr., and it's a Danism. When I say something that's Dan Patrick-like, Lonnie Walker Jr. the fourth, and everybody looks at me, and I'm like, Lonnie Walker Jr.? He's not a junior. I say, listen, it's just a thing, man. It's just a thing. I have one more question for you, Dan.
Okay.
As far as Patrick Mahomes goes, and I was looking at a list, he's number 7. By the end of next year or this year, he might be number 9 on the chart. Has there ever been a bigger talent-to-value ratio of an NFL quarterback?
Explain that to me.
Okay, so with him being number 7 on the list right now, it's possible he could be number 9. And with him constantly winning championships, he's definitely he's a value amongst values. Like Jordan didn't get paid till his last year. This guy brings so much to KC. I'm wondering, will it ever be a point where they're thinking we might have to give him some more money? Because I mean,
they're going to restructure that deal. I said it at the time. Kansas City got a team friendly deal with Patrick Mahomes because everybody went, oh my god, 10 years, $500 million. I go, that'll be a bargain, and it is a bargain. Now I think it goes up to $60 million next year. At some point in the contract, it goes up to, but you never get to the end of those contracts. But yes, they'll restructure that deal for Patrick Mahomes. Hard to say. Not easy to say, well, that guy's a bargain. But he is. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Dan and Dan. It's so great to see Lakers in six becoming almost a reality with Lonnie Walker Jr., the fourth quarter. It's kind of crazy. He's had 27 points in the last two games, but in his previous 11 playoff games, he only scored 23. So it's great to see him coming out and doing great for the Lakers. I think the Lakers will lose in Golden State, kind of rest their players like Golden State did in Game 3, but yeah, come out in Game 6 with the electricity and the stars and just blow them out and win 4-2. I do have a new stat for Stat of the Day, if I could have some
okay
music real quick.
All right.
AD has the most stocks in the 2023 NBA playoffs. Stocks are your steals and blocks combined into a single stat. AD has 52 so far, and the next closest is 17. Behind him is 35. That's Al Horford. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This postseason, there have been four players whose scoring average dropped 9 or more points from the regular season to the postseason. This is a minimum of 40 games played in the regular season and at least 5 games played in the postseason. Joel Embiid and Jordan Poole have had the biggest drop, almost 10 points per game. Embiid averaged 33.1 regular season, 23.2 postseason. Jordan Poole averaged 20.4 during the regular season, 10.5 during the postseason. Julius Randle is also on there. He averaged 25.1 during the regular season and just under 16 points in the postseason. Malik Beasley is the other player in there. So they're right around 9 points, almost 10 points for Joel Embiid and Jordan Poole. But Jordan Poole, where is the artist formerly known as? Because that was such a value, such an addition last year. Even Wiggins, you're sort of waiting for these guys. And then you had all these young players. You know, I keep waiting for Jonathan Kuminga to be something. And you watch him and you go, God, that guy's got so much talent. But then he doesn't play. I mean, he is consistent. He doesn't do much.
Always.
Yeah. But you're just going, God, there's so much ability there. Remember James Wiseman? I mean, they whiffed on a lot of these draft picks there. I mean, they had D'Angelo Russell. Seaton.
Yeah, when you look at their lineup, you're like, how are they going to fit all these guys on the court at the same time? But then it doesn't really work out that way.
No. Buddha in San Francisco. Buddha, congratulations.
What up, DP? I'm still trying to catch my breath from last night's game, Dan. And I got a report live from the streets of San Francisco, Dan. Dub Nation walking around a little funny, a little puckered up, if you know what I mean, Dan. And in the great words of the late and great Chick Hearn, Dan, this series is in the refrigerator. The door's closed, the lights are out, the eggs are cool, and the butter's getting hard, and the Jell-O's jiggling. See ya!
All right, Buddha. Be careful. Be careful. Now, I wonder if, at what point does Darvin Ham say, let's say Golden State is roughing up the Lakers. Let's say third quarter, late third quarter, they're up 13, 15 points. Do you then start to sit down LeBron and AD? Warriors did this the other night, not last night, but the other previous game to gear up for this one. Yes, Marv.
13, no, I wouldn't say that. If it's 20, you know what? Guys, let's take a rest.
Okay.
Let's take the plane back to L.A. But 13, they were down by 12 last night.
Yeah.
So 13 in the NBA, 13 isn't that
No,
much.
No, but at Golden State, if you're down like 13 or 15 going into the fourth quarter, I wonder. But Darvin Ham doesn't strike me as, you know, let's everybody sit down. You know, we're going to give up this game. Yeah, Mark.
I think they might play with a real sense of urgency also, because you can't play with the Warriors. You play against the Warriors, you can't play with the Warriors.
Okay. Look at you. A sense of urgency. So it's as if the Lakers have a must-win situation is what you're saying.
Against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's due for a big game tomorrow night.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. You can't get this anyplace
no,
else.
Break no, it down.
We'll talk hockey next.
Whoa! Bloop, bloop. Leon Draisaitl.
Oh,
Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl.
Great name.
He's one of those guys that you can't just say Draisaitl. It's got to be Leon.
Leon Draisaitl.
It's like Harry Kane. It's never Kane. Yeah. It's Harry Kane.
Harold.
Yeah, Paul.
One of my favorites. Van Beesbrook with a save. Yeah. I don't even know who he played for.
Yeah, he played for the Rangers.
There you go.
The Beezer, John Van Beesbrook.
Pavel Datsyuk.
There's another one.
There's some great hockey names.
Great hockey names.
Keith Tkachuk. It's all consonants.
Yeah. There's no vowels in there.
None,
you
one
will
vowel.
Not have a vowel. Yes, Todd.
And Andrew Chuck, Howard Chuck, a lot of Chucks.
Here a Chuck, there a Chuck, everywhere. Chuck. Yeah, Paul.
Poll question. What's in better shape, the Warriors, Fritzy's voice?
Ooh.
Advantage push.
Ooh. Todd would beat the Knicks in that poll question.
Yeah, you're in better shape than the Knicks are.
Pretty sad for the New York Knickerbockers.
Thank you, Todd.
It's weird that Todd has a cold and somehow his voice is so much louder.
I know.
It's like audibly different how loud it is now.
Is your voice better?
This sounds better than previous days.
It's much more clear.
I don't know.
It really is.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's much more clear than when Todd normally speaks.
What if I had you pronounce... What are the words that trip you up a little bit?
Oh, the sh sound?
Yes.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Wow.
Okay.
Ooh, look at this look guy. At,
yeah, something happened here.
Bloop.
I think this is puberty right there. Congratulations.
I do have a couple of pimples on the side of my head. Something's going on.
How about Steve Stepanovich?
Steve Stepanovich.
Yeah. I think we've done it. I think we've done it.
It's like something's monoed out or something. It's no longer in stereo. And like they're not fighting each other or something, and it just works better.
You're one pneumonia away from sounding like Dan.
It's very strange.
Play of the day is up next. Thank you, Todd. Every great day starts the night before, which means, did you get a great night's sleep? You will. You did if you have a Sleep Number smart bed. Automatically responds to your movements throughout the night. Also, ask about your Sleep IQ technology. Ask about the Sleep Number. All of these things are really important because it's not just, here's your bed, good luck. It's really the scientific aspect, the approach that Sleep Number has. Sleep Number limited edition smart bed right now, save 50% plus special financing for a limited time. They also have the partner Snore technology. They've thought of everything here. They have tips for how you can sleep better at night. How about the bedroom temperature between 65 and 68 degrees? Sleep Number also has temperature adjusting beds and bedding to help both of you sleep just right. Take advantage. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart beds plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh my God.
The play. The play. Of the day.
Left, I got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Laker ball here. 2-point game. Lakers trail. Lonnie Walker's been excellent in this fourth quarter. He stays, and Lonnie Walker keeps it rolling. He's got 11, all 11 coming in the fourth. To your point, coach, gotta stay ready. Lonnie Walker guarded by Curry. Walker, pull up. Walker hits another one. It's the Lonnie Walker game.
Lonnie Walker, Jr., the fourth quarter. Lakers get the win. They're up 3-1 against the Warriors. That's courtesy of TNT. And that is our play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Meguiar's. They've come to the rescue again. The new hybrid ceramic tire shine. Used it yesterday. It is awesome. Keep your tires shining even when exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Poll update, Seton, if you can.
I sure can, Dan.
Okay.
Who do you have more faith in?
All right.
Actually, that's not the question at all. How much faith do you have?
Let's try it again.
Seton, you got a poll update? How confident are you, Dan, in the Warriors' chances to come back in this series? Mm. Extremely, somewhat, or not very?
Okay.
56%, not very. Dang.
Okay.
But now, how confident are you the Lakers will win this series? 45%, somewhat.
Oh, I thought it'd be more than that.
Yes, people are kind of torn between extremely and somewhat with the Lakers.
Here is Darvin Ham, the Lakers head coach, on Lonnie Walker.
The kid is a beautiful kid. He fell out of the rotation through no fault of his own. We make the trade. You know, he had an injury. And it's just a lot of different circumstances, and that wasn't his fault. But he remained a trooper, remained professional, remained high-spirited, positive, and really kept working on his game, attacking his game every day, really staying locked in on the information, especially during these playoffs, up to the point where he was able to crack the rotation. And, you know, when your mind and your heart is in a good place, the body follows. Kudos to him. Shout out to him. You know, he was huge for us tonight.
And he averaged 12 points during the regular season, and there were moments where you go, why doesn't he get more run? But last night, he was ready, and that's difficult to do. You're a bench player. You don't even know if you're going to play. And if you're going to play, how many minutes are you going to play? And then all of a sudden, you're the go-to guy in the fourth quarter of a game where you can go up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors. I don't know how you process that, but here you are in this game, this situation, at home, Steph Curry's guarding you, and you're lighting up the Warriors. You score 15 in the fourth quarter. And that's where the Lakers won this game, because Golden State only scored 17 points. Defense was great again. And, you know, as they say, defense travels. In the postseason, a lot of times we'll see James Harden's great at home and then not great on the road. Or throughout, you know, a variety of players who on the road, they're just different. And then at home, you're like, where's that guy been? But when you play defense, you can play defense anywhere. you know, shooting is different. When you go into a you know, another arena, different arena, the lighting, the backdrop, all of those things. Noise, everything that factors in. Defense, that doesn't matter. And the Lakers, maybe they can continue to play that great defense because I think that's why they're up 3-1. Yeah, see.
Much like defense, you know what else travels?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry does. Hey, now. There you go, buddy.
I have a question about this. Remember a couple years ago, James Harden did that swing your arms thing and get the foul, and they addressed it in the offseason and said, we're not going to let you jump in and get fouls anymore. Yeah. Do you think the NBA makes an effort in this offseason to address point of emphasis, traveling and carrying?
No.
No?
I think they like these moves. I think they like that, you know, they want offense. They want excitement.
Oh, yeah.
And these moves that they have. I'm done with it. They've allowed it. And even when the commissioner was on, I said, these are egregious. Like, you got your hand under the ball. If you can't beat your man with NBA ability when you're allowed to put your hand under the ball and traveling, like Steph Curry took 4 steps last night, maybe 5. Even Dame Lillard goes, we all saw that. He's watching at home, and I'm going, that's a travel. Like, it was almost so obvious that it couldn't be real, where you're going, no, he didn't take 5 steps.
Like, it's an optical illusion. Yes. Where you're like, was that 2 or 5?
Yeah. I can't and then tell. You're going, that's a travel. Yeah, Todd.
And they get shocked when they get to Colt because, like, wait a second, I only took 4 steps. He took, like, 5.5 steps, and you didn't call it.
But your voice is, it's tough.
A little rough.
Yeah, a little tough today. I'm not sure who you sound like today, but it's a little tough today.
I'm trying to pick my spots. You want me not to say anything.
I'm rooting for you today.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm rooting.
Not going to fall for the banana that you don't like.
Maybe there's a little bit of that.
I'm buying this newspaper.
Beverly Hills Cop. Maybe. Yeah, Paul.
It's too bad because Fritzy, with his condition, probably couldn't do Kevin Harlan today. It would take too much out of him. I don't think
that would be a challenge.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did we just see what I thought we just saw? Wow.
That's still pretty good.
Crank it up.
9-6 Lakers. They're on a 4-0 run. Kerr wants to talk about it.
Your head's going to explode. There are times when I'm watching a game with Kevin Harlan, and I'm not really I'm listening, but I'm not watching, and I'm going, where is this in the game? And then it'll be, timeout, Lakers!
15-12.
Yes. First quarter, and I go, whoa.
God bless him. Wants to talk about it.
Slow down. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Darvin Ham looks confused. 19-18.
This will not help your voice, by the way.
Probably not.
Yeah, but you got a lozenge.
But God bless Kevin Harlan for being so enthusiastic from the very start, from tip-off all the way to the end. Could be 8-6 or 103-101, doesn't matter.
But I have to wonder when you hear those voices. You know, people would ask me about Dick Vitale. What's he like when he's off the air? When he's off the air, he's very quiet. You know, almost like shy. Stephen A., quiet. Chris Berman, same guy on the air as he is off the air.
That takes a lot out of you.
Same volume. But there are certain guys who ramp it up for TV or radio, and then when you talk to them, I wonder how Kevin Harlan is at home.
I thought we were having meatloaf. What is this? What am I, a cat? Tuna fish? I work hard. Time out, you. Let's just order in.
I
can't have carbs?
That's what I envision with Kevin Harlan at home.
Pass the ketchup. Back after this.
But like Marv Albert. Yes. Or would he just be a normal voice there? Certain guy.
4 minutes gone by since my daughter came home.
Or Jim Nance. Does he you know, walk into the dining room and he go, hello, friends.
See, we've actually seen that. We've experienced that.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. I've got quesadillas here for you.
Yes. What?
Hello, my lovely family.
We're having quesadillas at Jim Nance's house. This is amazing.
I know. He had a sweater vest on.
Oh. Come on outside, guys. We've got quesadillas.
Yes.
What?
Come on. Let's go outside. Hello, friends. It's a tradition unlike any other.
Like Stephen A. Smith at home. What would that be like? Is he calm or is it margarine? Can't use it. Don't need it. Bad for the blood. Bad for the heart. And he probably just got a whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I don't want any pulp. No pulp.
Yes, Marv.
There are times at the mothership.
Yeah.
It depends on who he's talking to and what he's talking about. You hear him before you see him.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Stephen A's here. He's here for his hit. How? I hear him in building 5.
Yeah.
We're in building 12.
Yeah, there's certain guys, though, that you could just hear the voice. And you would always know Chris Berman was coming. It'd be like, it's like traveling with Elvis. Here comes Chris. Hour 2 on the way, Dan Patrick's show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.